This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Guten Tag. What is the deal with your 12 pubs of Christmas? Don't be fooled by my zany persona and hatred of authority. I am in fact a database administrator with a large multinational here in Cork. The sports and social committee at work is very active. They take money from our pay packet every month and use it to try and turn us all into alcoholics. Sometimes with spectacular results, yeah? This year, they organized a virtual 12 pubs tour over Zoom. It works like this. They show a photo of a pub. We drink two shots. They show a photo of a different pub. We drink another two shots and so on. Until I start to wonder, is there any meaning to life at all? Like, why are you Irish so addicted to the number 12? Jürgen, Berlin und Berlin-Kolleg.
My cousin's writing a book on why Irish people drink so much during winter. It's called Jesus, Lads, It's Fierce Dark. I said, who decided it should be 12 pubs instead of, say, 8? She said, if I had to guess, I'd say the publicans.
It's Rosaline here in Bally Desmond. A bad cess to level 5. I hope we never see the likes of you again is all I have to say. It was no joke driving up to see my lover in Bishopstown with a giant pot of soup on the passenger seat for my elderly aunt in a convent in Douglas Maria in case I got stabbed by the guards. It would take 3 hours of solid scrubbing to get rid of the smell of carrots from the carpet in my car when I'd arrive back in Bally Desmond the following day, and the exhaustion of all the saints on me after the bedroom antics with your man. Anyway, he invited me up to Cork again this weekend, and didn't he say he'd like to take me up the big wheel? Sorry now, but is that Cork City slang for some class of filthy shenanigans, tell me? Rosaline, Bally Desmond.
You can stop worrying. He's talking about the Ferris wheel on the Grand Parade. It's popular with families and bored Ballinock housewives who fantasize about hot love with an Italian guy while looking down on the city library. Hashtag Christmas 2019. Hashtag another one off the bucket list.
Hi, Paul here from Sunday's Well Residence against anything that might change our place in the pecking order. Listen, it pains me to even say these words, but my son is in CIT. Now, we tried everything we knew to get him to choose UCC, but no dice. He had his mind made up. So you can only imagine the heartache watching him going out to Bishopstown every morning, that land of semi-detached mediocrity and second-rate tennis clubs, not to mention Highfield Rugby Football Club. I thought nothing could make this worse, but didn't I open my examiner today and learn that the college out there has been merged with some jumped-up tech in Tralee? My wife is beside herself with the sobbing. Can you offer us any hope, tell me? Paul, all's not well in Sunday's Well.
My neighbour's an academic. We call him out of office. I rang him there and said, what can you expect from third level institute in Kerry? He said, the main difference is that multiple choice questions have 3 answer options. 1, yes. 2, no. 3, era yes and no.
It's getting frisky on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who can't wait to see how pissed we get on Hot Port. Laura _ White Range Rover said her husband Peter bought her a new chin in return for no more public displays of affection. Hashtag Pete's old school. And she can't wait to parade it around town on Saturday with a Hot Port in her hand. Fifi _ Wouldn't Say It To Your Face says she's planning to get so smashed on takeaway hot ports that she wouldn't mind if Emer Crona Buckley sees her in the queue for pennies and shares it with everyone in the hockey club. I'm very excited about her hashtag girls hot port crawl myself, but I'm minding the kids Sunday morning because my husband would die if he didn't go cycling. So here's the question. Can you get a hangover from hot ports? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I was sharing hot port war stories with my posh cousin. She said, ooh, God, I woke up the worst thing in the world. I said, hangover? She said, no, a guy from Conmore. Hashtag mortal.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.